This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Alabama Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode of Alabama Turfgrass, we feature a member spotlight titled Scott Wanzer and His Passion for Working in the Green Industry by Melanie Bonds. The Alabama Turfgrass Association is pleased to announce that Scott Wanzer has been awarded our Lifetime Achievement Award. Scott has been a stalwart member of the ATA for many years now and served as an industry representative on the board of directors. Scott attended the State University of New York at Farmingdale, where he earned an Associate of Applied Science degree in Biological Technology in 1973. Later, he attended Cornell University before he transferred to the University of Georgia. He studied entomology and earned a Bachelor of Science in Entomology, cum laude, in 1976. Scott worked as a manufacturer's sales representative for 41 years. With these impressive credentials, the ATA was fortunate to have Scott support our roadshows for several years, representing his employer, PBI Gordon. Scott was afforded the opportunity to speak and to interact with several hundred attendees throughout the state each year at the roadshows and at other ATA events. He never failed to educate and entertain the attendees. Since retiring from PBI Gordon in 2019, Scott hasn't let the grass, or should I say the weeds, grow under his feet. What have I been doing in retirement? Good question. My title is Green Industry Consultant. My plan was to begin setting up and producing CEU seminars to groups of people in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and possibly other states, depending on how well they were received. Additionally, I was going to reach out to some of the many contacts and friends that I've made over the years and offer to travel to their places of business to offer individualized CEU seminars for groups of employees. Unfortunately, like many others, Scott's plans were derailed by COVID-19. His seminars are on hold until such time as groups of people can be convened to meet in person safely. Scott forecasts that will be next summer or fall after an effective vaccine is available. He hopes to be very busy then due to pent-up demand. While most of Scott's plans were put on hold, he has been working with another consultant in Georgia, Willie Chance, for several years now and will assist him with turf webinars beginning in November. Scott says, "After 41 years as a manufacturer's representative, I really didn't want to retire from the industry. I wanted to retire from working for a corporation, and I did. I have a burning desire to continue working within the industry on my own terms. I absolutely love teaching and presenting to groups of people of all sizes. My experience and sense of humor combine to produce what I have been repeatedly told is a fun way to learn. I can relate to most of the people in my audiences, and I believe that comes across when I present, answer questions, use relevant examples, and use my experiences to highlight subjects." Scott lives in Duluth, Georgia, with his wife Elizabeth and his 19-year-old daughter Shelby, now a student at Clemson. He has a wide range of hobbies, including photography, woodworking, reading, flying, private pilot, baseball, studying weeds, fishing, and crabbing. And he has a very impressive collection of moths and butterflies. We wish Scott the best in his new venture and are excited he will continue to be a part of our industry. Don't miss an episode of Alabama Turfgrass. Subscribe at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.